I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. You probably noticed it when you were filling your tank. Gas prices climbed to a record high here for the month of January, and it's a month when prices typically come down. It's enough to drive you to carpool. At least that's what one German company is hoping. The web-based company has been helping Germans share rides for more than a decade, and it thinks Americans may finally be ready to do the same. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Munich.
In a parking lot outside of Munich's main train station, Lars Biederstedt meets the people he'll spend the next 5 to 6 hours with. Biederstedt drives from Munich, where he works, to Berlin, where his parents live, almost every weekend. We climb into his 7-seater van. Sometimes he takes the seats out to transport his motorcycle.
So I got a Triumph Tiger, English motorcycle. If the seats are outside, the bike came inside. And when the seats are in, I can carry people or my family.
Biederstedt never drives to Berlin alone. Instead, he offers seats in his van through a website called Mitfahrgelegenheit, German for, essentially, a lift. Sabrina, a student in Munich, found the offer on the website. She contacted Biederstedt and booked a one-way trip for about $40.
The Zug ist teurer.
The train is more expensive, Sabrina says. Besides, going by car is nicer, friendlier. You can get to know other people. Soon, Biederstedt's other passengers show up. They pile into the van to escape the bitter cold. Biederstedt quickly tells me he'll make just enough from his passengers to pay for gas and upkeep on the van. And then the van doors close, and the trip is underway. This is a scene that plays out all over Germany, thanks to the Mitfahrgelegenheit website. It all started more than a decade ago, when three friends at a university in Würzburg needed to help keep love alive.
One of us had a girlfriend not living in Würzburg, so we had the demand to travel in a cheap way.
That's Michael Reinecke, managing director of Mitfahrgelegenheit. He and his two friends decided to build a website where people could offer and accept cheap rides between German cities. The idea took off, first among students and then beyond.
We think all trips by car could be shared. Whenever you want to go on your car, you could take people with you and therefore reduce the carbon emissions and reduce the cost you're spending.
For the first 6 years, Reinecke and his pals worked on the website in their spare time. But by 2007, it had grown into a full-fledged business. In 2010, they expanded to 6 other countries, including Spain, Poland, France, and Great Britain. Mitfahrgelegenheit doesn't exactly roll off the tongue for non-German speakers, so they renamed it carpooling.com. Call it whatever you want. The company estimates that 1 million people per month are now using the service. Passengers and drivers alike can size each other up via an online rating system. And most people seem to get along just fine. Some better than others.
We wouldn't have met if there wasn't Mitfahrgelegenheit.
Julia Malek met her future husband, Dominic, on a ride in 2008.
We talked for like 3 hours. Then he was the last person that I dropped off. And he said, well, perhaps we see each other again sometime. And I said yes. And 1 month later, we were a couple.
Well, you can hear what happened next. Carpooling.com takes a small percentage of the proceeds from each ride. But the bigger money spinner is advertising on its much-visited website. The company also custom-tailors its software for large businesses that want to offer ride-sharing for their employees. And the website offers discounted tickets on German transit, so people can combine various modes of transportation to book door-to-door trips. Now, plans are underway to enter the United States.
Even in the U.S., the financial crisis has had a deep impact on how people think about traveling.
Marcus Barnacle is CEO at carpooling.com. He lived in the San Francisco area for years. He admits that carpooling in the U.S. has never really taken off. For one thing, you don't want to get stuck at work while your travel buddy suddenly has to stay late. But Barnacle thinks the carpooling.com idea could change that.
We would allow people, when they go and commute to companies, to say, when I know I'm going to leave, let's say an hour or two in advance, I'm just going to pick another ride and take another person to take my home, my trip back home. And I think that kind of offering with this kind of flexibility will be very appealing to the North American market.
I put it to Barnacle that many Americans think of their cars as a second home, a place they don't normally invite strangers. He says that may be true for an older generation, but he thinks younger Americans feel differently about sharing, especially if they can save some money. And he notes the fact that you can go on the website and see the profile of who you'll be riding with will also help reluctant drivers and passengers overcome any trepidation. There are hundreds of ride-sharing and carpooling websites in the United States already. But with the exception of a few, like Ridester and Zimride, they mostly focus on very local rides, not longer distance. Carpooling thinks its long experience in the business will give it an advantage. The company won't say, though, exactly when or where they intend to roll out their service in the U.S. For The World, this is Clark Boyd, Munich.